Occupying the northern third of the island of Great Britain, Scotland is one of the four nations that make up the United Kingdom. The country is well known for its mountainous and beautiful scenery, and is also noted for its lochs or lakes. Much of the west coast of the country is intersected by sea lochs. Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland, is the country's most popular attraction. Its Old Town and New Town have been both named as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Edinburgh is also one of Europe's largest financial centres. It was a hub of the Scottish Enlightenment of the 18th century, which transformed the nation into one of the commercial, intellectual, and industrial powerhouses of Europe. Edinburgh became known to an astonishing amount of intellectual talent, including philosophers Francis Hutcheson, David Hume, and Adam Smith. On June 5, 1999, the capital city of Edinburgh was graced by the loving presence of Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had accepted the invitation of Earnest Truth Aspirants to make a stopover during her European lecture tour. We now invite you to enjoy Supreme Master Ching Hai's enlightening and insightful lecture entitled The Way to End Wars, given on June 5th, 1999, in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Do you think there will always be war?
Yes and no. If our planet elevated itself into the higher level of spiritual understanding, there's no more war. War only exists in the atmosphere of hatred, of misunderstanding, of frustration because of the distance between humans and God within himself. War is that our cry of anguish, of longing for home, the most desperate, the most violent cry of a kid who doesn't know where his father is. So if we show him the father or the mother, he will stop crying and kicking his feet. The child doesn't know what's right from wrong. The child hunger, thirsty, cold, frightened, lonely, want the bosom of his mother. That's all that is. And as long as our planet is still far away from God's knowledge, we still will have war. And that's why I'm coming to different country, sometimes even without invitation. If God have directed me there, so that the child can know the father and stop all this desperate, lonely cry. In all the planet, in all the higher civilization, people there are more intelligent, more spiritually developed, so they don't ever have war with each other. Because they know God is with them all the time. And God is the only thing they live for and live with. In this planet, not many of us can see God directly or talk to God directly of all our anguish, of all our frustration, of all our fear and worries. Despite our tough appearance, we all have our problems, our weakness, our fear, our want, our desperation. And when we have nowhere to turn to, we tend to turn violent, and that's how war happens. These are also victims of the war in a way. The victims of a true war and the one who caused the war, they are both victims of different kind, different degree. The ones who caused the war are the worst victims of all, because they don't even know what's right from wrong. They couldn't even run away from themselves to take refuge in any other country because they're deep in this terrible illusion of the negative power. They're struggling very, very hard. So the only way to end the war in this planet or anywhere is to be enlightened, to know God, just like a child, be hugged by the mother and he will stop crying.
Why have we forgotten God?
Because we're too busy. Look elsewhere. If I am here and you look somewhere else, then of course you don't see me, huh? All I do is just tell you, look here, God is right here. That's all I will do to you. Not that I will bring you God, or I will make you God, or I make you become God. You are God, and God is with you, or God is you. All I have to do is turn your head around, turn your attention into where God is. Then you know right away. Just a matter of turning attention to the right direction, then you know why even you have forgotten God. Sometimes you put your glasses on your head and you run around looking for it, no? Yes. All right. This is just so short while and you've forgotten already. And these things you use every day. And you even can forget in a moment of hurry or busy with something else or worry too much about things or very busy a business. So how would we remember God when we have been away from home for so long? We haven't even seen him since a long time.
If we all become part of a collective consciousness, do we lose our individuality?
No. If the flowers become one in this bouquet, does she lose his own beauty and color? No, each one will develop just together so that we beautify the whole. That's it, the whole garden full of flowers, each one blooms in different beauty. That's the way we will be. If we all develop spiritually, we shine more. We will be more glorious and we glorify God and ourselves more. Because once we are glorified, we honor, we dignify, then we glorify our fathers. Because like father, like son. Right?
You said there is a way of knowing if you have conversed with God or just imagined it. How do we know the difference?
Yes. The difference is you can talk to God and he will improve your life. He will tell you words of wisdom. He whispers music, romance in your ears, and you will see the difference between yesterday and today, between today and tomorrow. Your life become more and more to the way you think a living God should be. And that's how you know it's not an imagination. When you have money in your hand, you know it. And when people sit there and imagine he has a bank, there's a different thing, right? You see the money and you know it.
Do you have some divine international plan to awaken the whole population of this planet? Have you yourself seen Jesus? Are you capable of verifying him if he appears to you in person physically?
I don't have any plan, really. I just do what God tells me to do. I go where he sends me. So it's not my will, it is God's will be done. And I'm sure God has international plan to elevate the spirit of the people of this planet, or else he wouldn't have sent me everywhere. And it's not only I or anyone can see Jesus. The important thing is you will see Jesus if you follow the instruction, because there's only one way to God. You can't miss it. And I will also show you how to verify whether he's real or not. It takes some time to explain all this to you. That's why it takes a couple of hours. The enlightenment alone, just like this. But you need to know what to avoid, what to do, what to don't, because you have forgotten all these things. And you complicated yourself with all different preconceived ideas about God and about heaven. So we have to explain to you, this is not, this is that, that. And then, of course, you will verify it because you know. You will see the Lord face to face, and he's full of light, you're full of compassion. Only God can be full of light, full of love, through the eyes and through the way of speaking. The devil cannot imitate, but he can, in a way. I will show you how to distinguish between the two. Very easy. You have just forgotten. I will tell you everything. If you have time, sit together after this, I explain everything.
Dear Master Qinghai, welcome. Would the Guan Yin method interfere with other forms of meditation, such as transcendental meditation? Thank you.
These are two different ways of meditation. The transcendental meditation teach people to elevate physically. That's also good. It's a demonstration of mind's power. Also can tell people how we can use our will to overcome physical weakness. That's also a very good thing to do. Also, any concentration, any meditation help us in different ways, in some aspects of our life. It's just that if you want to know God, then follow the Kuan Yin method. We specialize in only showing God and direct contact with God. We don't care whether you elevate or not elevate. We don't care about this physical body or the sensation of it. We just go direct to heaven. We leave this even physical body right here and come back later when we're done with it. Yeah? So it's a different thing. So it's up to you to choose. I'm not here to advertise for one or another. I just know through my different practice that this is a direct way to God, and you're welcome to my unconditional service of all time. No charge, ever, never, ever. Yes? No condition, no obligation of nothing. Of course, you will be all obliged to yourself to continue or not. And whether you follow this teaching or another school of teaching, it's up to your level of understanding. I cannot force you. If you feel you're still with the transcendental meditation, that means your level are up there yet. You haven't gone somewhere else or beyond it. So just stay there and feel good. If you think it doesn't offer you all the necessary fulfillment of your soul, then come to us. You see, you must know what is your level. You must know what is good for you.
Christians say that mankind has been separated from God because of man's disobedience. They also say that Jesus is the only way back to God. He is a middleman. What do you think?
I agree completely. Except we should change the name Jesus into Christ. Because Jesus is the name of a man with a physical body. Christ is the name of God's power, which is the one and only begotten Son of God, and which God sends all the time to this planet through different physical vehicles, be it the name of Jesus or Buddha, whatever other name, to bring his ready children home to him. Before Jesus, God has sent Christ's power into another body, so like Moses, etc., and after Jesus, God will continue to send every generation this only begotten Son, which is the spiritual power of himself, into this world or any other underdeveloped so-called world to bring us home, to enlighten us, to comfort us. So Christ is the only Son of God. And that's all right. No one can go to God except through Christ.
Do you believe in any form of evil, or is this just within us? If there is evil, why does God permit it?
Before we come into this world, God gives us free will so that we can develop the way we think fits. And then by interaction with all of this planetary atmosphere, conditions and other beings, we develop another third kind of creativity. Then we create evil and positive power, apart from God power. God power is above the positive and the negative, the evil and the good. God power is very impartial, very loving, very gracious. There's no hatred, no judgment, no good or bad about God. God loves all of the sinners and the virtue equally the same. He never judges us. He never condemns us to hell. He never say that you're not worthy of heaven. It's just because through this physical instrument of the body and the brain, we create another kind of force, which is dark, negative, and can cause a lot of trouble and uncomfortable, unpleasant events in this world, including bad weather, war, disaster, all kind of things. Through interaction with one another or the conditions or the atmosphere, we develop another kind of feeling like hatred and dislike and intense jealousy, thing like this. And this kind of energy develop as its own because it is negative. Hatred is not positive. Jealousy is not positive. War is not positive. So it develops its own into negative power. And the more people have all this negative energy, the more density the negative power become. And this is what we call devil. God doesn't make it. So we have to choose wisely. We should be enlightened so that we know what is good, what is the will of God, then we never go wrong again.
You said we should not focus on books, but free ourselves of thinking to know God. In the Bible, Paul says, I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. Should we not do the same? Can we not know God with reason and logic as well by studying his works in creation and his word?
He said, I will pray God with my mind. He didn't say, pray God with a book. Huh? If you can, to reason and logic, face God himself, then good luck to you. But most of the time we cannot. Unless we are very concentrated when we read in book and the blessing of God descends upon us. It's not through the book. It is our concentration and sincerity. And God reveals to us at that moment. But we can also study books at the same time. If you still need the book, it's fine. What I mean is that the books alone will not guarantee us eternal knowledge and everlasting contact with God, whereas with our way, God will reveal himself every day to you. Then you can have books or not books, it's up to you. Yeah? God first, then book, by the way, or not. Because when God comes to you, what do we need of the books anymore? Why go through the hallway? Suppose even if we can study medicine through books, isn't it not better and quicker to study with experienced professionals? Huh? It's less dangerous to yourself and the patients. We cannot lead another if we are blind ourselves. So it's better we know God, and then we can understand the books which talks about God better. And then we can explain it to other people. That's what I think. That's what my experience teach me. Thank you. You're very enlightened and kind. Thank you.
How can I control my desires?
Don't control it. The more you try to control, the more it chases you over hell and heaven. Just bring God into your life. Bring more God, more light to your life through diligent practice every day. In the meditation way that I will show you, then your desire will leave you. And even if you have desire, God will enlighten you in a way that he will modify your desire. He will show you which desire is okay and which is blessed by God, so you don't feel the burden of guilt which will weigh you down at the time of departure from this world and make you stay in a lower level of creation. God is the only cure for everything, right? Even physical disease.
Are you an avatar? How can we know who are the most enlightened avatars?
I wouldn't put any name on my physical body. I can only tell you that God tells me to tell you that you are his children, and if you want to know him, he'll show you. Yeah? Because he needs my mouth to tell you, that's all. Okay? And he needs my physical presence to show you what to do things in the physical language. And then God is the only avatar. And it's not important that I am avatar or not. It's important is that I can show you the light of God. And only the ones who know the light can show you the light. Only God can show you the light. Only the God within me, which reveals himself completely, can show you the complete kingdom of God, and that you prove it to yourself. You prove it to yourself. If you let me have a chance, can sit with me, then I show you, and then you can decide whether I'm an avata or a non-vata or whatever. Okay? I am not bothered about the name, because I know God. That's all. That is sufficient for me. Thank you.
Dear Master, why shouldn't we do spiritual healing if we practice the Kuan Yin method?
If you want to study to become a doctor, then you have to concentrate on that and will be a good doctor. If you mess about with nursing business all the time, I'm afraid you can't become a good doctor when you make a poor nurse of yourself. God is the only healer. Through knowing God, through become one with God, He will heal everyone that comes near you or think of you or the one you love or loves you or means something to you, even your dog, your cat, your birds, anything that is connected with you. We, as a physical being, no need to lay hand on anyone to prove that we are somebody, that we have this and that power, because these are short-lived power. These are the bottom magical power of a lower level of godhood. We can do that too, but then we borrow and then we have to return afterward. Just like you spend all your time studying to be a doctor, to be a nurse in the hospital, and that will waste a lot of your time. And then you will spend all the money, supposed to be for doctorate, in the nursing stuff. Yeah? You have to pay with your spiritual merit, the power that you borrow to heal someone. Whereas if you let God heal alone by himself, when he sees fit and to whom he wants to, then we give back to God what he should do, you know, the power and the proper healing. Jesus, when somebody touched his garment and healed, he did not claim that he did heal. He didn't even lay hand. He didn't even know it. So he said, your faith heals you. He said that not I do, but my Father in me that does it. That's the proper way. And I'm just showing you the proper way. It's up to you if you feel your level is up to the egoless healing or not. Because this method will teach you the egoless way of healing, the unconditional way of love. The God knows everything. The God will do everything through us whenever he wants. This physical body will be just an instrument. And this is our way. If you feel up to it, then you're welcome to drop the other one. If not, you know what to do. Okay? You choose.
How can enlightenment be immediate? Is enlightenment not a lifelong pursuit? And do you think pain is a necessary part of living? And does enlightenment mean the end of pain?
Enlightenment is the end of pain. Some extent. Depends on how much you practice. Immediate enlightenment doesn't guarantee complete enlightenment. Yeah? You know it today, you have to know it again tomorrow, again next day, again after, so that you'll be sure. Because you have to go back through the way you come from. And it takes some time. Complete enlightenment, of course, takes some time. But it might not take long. It could take weeks or months or years or a lifetime. Some people do not get complete enlightenment in this lifetime, but they get enlightenment to some extent, like the 3-level, 4-level, yeah? And then they continue in heaven. Some people get complete enlightenment in this lifetime. And the complete enlightened person either follow the order of God to go out into the world and spread the love and message or just stay quiet, become master of himself. That depends on God's will. Yeah? So immediate enlightenment is possible. You will be enlightened today, immediate. You see the light, you see God. Depends on your level of where you are now. You will see God to different level, different degree. But complete enlightenment, you work a little bit, okay?
In Islam, submission to God, Allah, is paramount to the religion. Do you advocate submission to God?
Yes, yes. I do. I just say right now, later, God's will is done, not our will. And this body, this being, this brain, this mind will be only the instrument to exercise His love.
How can spiritual enlightenment help mental or physical illnesses? Thank you.
It heals everything.
Is there an absolute right and wrong?
No. There's absolute cause and absolute effect. So sometimes we do something wrong because of some wrong cause. And we get the effect because of something we did. So the cause and effect will produce the exact outcome. Like we plant the rose root, we get the rose. Yeah, we plant the apple seed, we get the apple tree. These are the law of cause and effect, which is effective only in this physical creation. In the dimension of God, higher dimension, there's only love. Love and enjoyment and happiness. And that's where we have to climb to in order to enjoy eternal peace and love.
You said that if stripped of our bodies, our essence is God. Does this not mean that God could be a metaphor for the unity of mankind as a whole, a collective understanding of each other that would bring peace rather than a distinct supreme being?
Yes, that's right. He's everywhere, in all of us. He's the essence of all beings. But before we know all that, we will know some kind of individualized God also. God can do anything. God is formless, and there's no definition. But He can also appear to us as a supreme being in order to teach us the way to meet the formless one. So God can be formless, God can be form, God can appear in a human form, God can appear in the form of any master, God can appear in the form of light, the way Moses has seen Him. God can talk to us in a universal language or in a human language. Everything possible with God depends on our need. He will fulfill it. But we have to connect with Him first.
Your philosophy of the oneness with God is very similar to the great Indian philosopher Shankara. Do you agree with him and his ideas that the world is just an illusion, or do you think it's real?
It's illusion. And it's real. It's real because we think it's real. It is illusion because compared to other worlds, this is very ephemeral. And we can leave it at any time. It is unreal because sometimes during our ecstasy, during our deep samadhi, that means deep contemplation, we don't see the world anymore. The whole thing disappears. Sometimes people come to listen to our lecture and they sat there. They're non-initiate, yeah, who have never experienced about God or anything. He sat there and he was blessed with the vision that the whole hall, which is more than this, I mean, tens of thousands of people, the whole hall disappear. It's only the sea of light. And he just sat there and enjoyed all this love and happiness, which is indescribable in human language. We only have to experience it. We cannot even tell a fraction of the reality of this kind of experience. At that time, your own body also don't exist. Then you will know the world is really an illusion. It comes and goes, depends on our understanding of its reality.
Dear Master Qinghai, as you said, you travel to heaven whenever you like. You must know it as clear as this world. Please tell us specifically what you see there. For example, how many countries, how many people live there? How big are they? What do they eat? What I want is please show us something real to prove the existence of heaven, also hell.
I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you. If you quiet down, sit down with me later, okay? Too many, how can I tell everything? Different heavens has different beings. The first level of heavens have different beings. The second have different beings. The third have different beings. I will reveal it on you if you're really interested, okay? God has told me not to say the names of God in vain. I have to truly, with respect and reverence, in order to know the heaven knowledge. If you are up to it, if your level is up to it, you stay behind and I will show you everything. I will tell you everything. I told you it takes a couple of hours. I will describe to you all the heavens as well. Hell, I excluded in my speech because it don't belong to us. Many of our brothers and sisters, after initiation or during initiation, they can see heaven too. So you will not be exception. Okay?
Dear Master, you say that after initiation, when we are given a direct line to God, then if we want, we do not need to have any more contact with yourself.
Right. But me, with me, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But is it not true that we must keep spiritual connection or vibration with yourself through this life, because at the time of death we need you to guide us through the spiritual realms so that we do not get lost on our journey back home to heaven?
Of course, if you need me, I'm always there 24 hours. 24 hours. Whenever you call my name, you don't call my name, I have to watch over you until you grow up into yourself again. And that is, of course, is my job. Until you become able to walk on your own feet, I cannot leave you. Even in this world or the next world, I'm responsible until your journey is complete. But my physical body, you don't need. Because we will be also connected inside through God. And we will become one. And whatever you need, I will know. It become my need. Your sorrow will become my sorrow. And of course, my highest spiritual self will try to elevate whatever that troubles you in this life and see that you go back home smoothly and safely. I'll be with you all the time until you want to get rid of me. What I mean is there's no obligation. You can stay at home and meditate yourself. You don't need to hang around me, because through transference, we will know each other need. And you might see me at your home sometimes. If you are in that high level, you can see me come to your home. And you can also talk to me, just like you talk to me right now. Some people do that. So you don't need my material, physical, flesh, body. That's what I mean. All right? That don't mean I abandon you at all. No. Okay?
Do you understand the whole universe, and are you Buddha, and have you decided not to enter Nirvana and stay enlightened so that you can be reborn again and again to help the people?
I don't think I would like to be reborn again. I've done so many times. I deserve a break. No. Whatever God tell me to do, I probably will have to do it again. I don't know what His plan for the next time. So you go into meditation and ask Him. Or maybe you become Buddha yourself and release me of this job.
I couldn't help but notice how elegant and beautiful, how teeming with spiritual energy, how truly close to God your clothing line appeared. Will there be any of your clothes on sale this afternoon?
Oh, thank you very much for your compliment. I don't think we are here for sale. My people just want to share with you some of the physical beauty that is manifested through spiritual love, but I don't think we have any on sale now. Besides, even if you want to buy it, our long list of order will make you wait maybe half a year or something. If you're patient, if you want to, you can contact them. And because we have it individualized and by measurement, you have to be measured by them and then wait until they send the one that you've chosen, if you want to. Otherwise, here are just exposition, yeah? Whatever it is there, it's just exposition. Besides, we have more than that. This is just a part of it. See, because I travel around Europe, every 2 days I'm in another country. So we have to divide it into different groups. So our things are not all together here. If you want, you can see through the catalog and pick the one that you like, and we'll try to oblige if the material still exists, because our clothes are very exclusive. For example, something like this, maybe only 5 or 4, depends on the kind, yeah? 4 or 5 in the whole world. So if it's short, it's no more, then you wait until the next collection, yeah? There'll be ongoing things. All right, thank you anyhow. I'm very happy that you complimented my artwork. I like that very much. But it's only through God's blessing. It's only God who does all this. I've never been able to do all this before, honestly. I wouldn't know how. Okay? So it's Him. So you praise God. Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you. Even if you stay or not, God is with you. Try to remember Him every time, during your happy hours as well as during your sadness. Try to connect with this God. Try to remember Him. At the time of death, God will take you direct to heaven. Remember Him all the time. Nothing can happen to you if you remember God. Okay?
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you, Earth Protective Viewers, for joining us today for The Way to End Wars on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May your life be brightly coloured with the brilliant hues of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW